Browns' David Njoku played against Ravens after Bonfire burned his face and hands. He is another species. By Laura Gwynn on December 2, 2023. Cleveland Browns tight end, David Njoku, revealed the story of the bonfire that burned more than 17% of his body 2 days before the game against rival Baltimore Ravens during a video interview Friday, where he shared shocking photos of his injuries. The 27-year-old Njoku explained that he was enjoying a weekly Friday night bonfire in his backyard on September 29, until he tried a spray lighter fluid on the logs. "I guess the lighter fluid was still in the air, so when I lit it up, it just exploded," he said. "I saw the fire come from my wrist and just blow up in my face," Njoku described. "I didn't really feel the pain, 'cause it just happened so fast." Njoku waited until the next day to call Browns head trainer Joe Sheehan, and as of Saturday, September 30, the Browns had announced three backups for the tight end, who has started every game in the season, and told reporters that Njoku was listed as questionable for Sunday's NFL game against Baltimore after suffering face and arm burns in a household accident. Njoku's doctor, Dr. Joseph Corey, associate professor of plastic surgery at University Hospitals, said the player had second-degree partial thickness burns, which involved the top two layers of the skin. "Probably the most painful burn you can have," Dr. Corey explained. "My recommendation was to not play," Dr. Corey said. "If this was you or me off the street, this wouldn't work because we are human. David's another species." Njoku was determined to play the game against the rival Ravens and to do everything he could to make it happen. So, on Sunday, October 1, Njoku entered the locker room wearing a double-layered mask that would protect his burned skin from the helmet. "Even putting that mask on and taking it off, bits and pieces of my skin would come off every time," Njoku recalled. But Njoku was undaunted. "This was a personal game, so I was not going to miss this game," he said. Njoku had 6 catches for 46 yards during the game, through excruciating pain. "Every single play, whether I got the ball or not, my helmet hitting my face, I felt it every single time," Njoku told NFL Countdown on November 19, the Akron Beacon Journal reported. "When I wasn't even doing anything, the sweat was dripping and everything would sting. It was intense." He said he came in after the game and looked at himself in the mirror. "My face was tore up," he said, and took the photo that he posted in Instagram. His hands received deep, painful burns and blisters as well. Njoku is taking his story to burn victims and has started a merchandise line that donates a part of the proceeds to the American Burn Association.